everyone. Welcome to the second episode of 10 Minutes Till Places. I'm Tess Greenhaw.
And I'm Sailor Pumble.
And before we begin, we would like to mention that this podcast is for the Rye Record.
Yeah, you guys can actually find this on the Rye Record's website.
Yes, we forgot to mention it last time, so...
Just a key factor.
Whoopsies.
Oops.
All right, let's jump into this. So on this episode, we would like to talk about something very exciting, and I'd say the biggest event of the PSP.
Not that the others aren't equally important, but you're correct.
Yes. And do you know what that is, Sailor?
I think I do. Can I give a guess?
Of course.
Is it the Spring Musical?
You got it!
Oh, good. I was worried.
Yes. So we're going to start with the first musical that we ever participated in at the Rye High School.
Okay. Should I go first?
Yes.
Since I'm older. Oh. I'm the elder of the group.
Seniority.
Yes. I am a senior. So my first musical was Shrek, ooh, the Musical. That's the name. And I did stage crew for it. I was specifically on running crew, where I'm taking things on stage and taking things off stage.
Mm-hmm.
And one of like my specific special parts that I got as running crew was I got to hide behind a bush.
Made out of foam.
Thank you. Made out of foam. We call it a flat. I don't remember what the song was called, but I got to move like little puppets around. It was a really cute travel. I think it was like the traveling song or something like that. But I really liked doing that. Really like was like my favorite thing of the year.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Okay, well, what was yours?
Well, besides Beauty and the Beast, which I was in as a sixth grader, the first production or the first musical I was in as an actual high schooler was Fiddler on the Roof. And that was, what, 3 years ago now?
Well, I was a sophomore, so I classified as 2 years ago.
2 years ago. All right, and that was so much fun. I got to play as the second youngest daughter, Spritza, and I was...
A leading part.
Yeah, I did. I was so excited. That was actually my first show in the high school.
Yes.
And it was...
As a high schooler,
exactly. And it was just so exciting. I thought I was going to have no friends. I was so scared of everyone thinking, like, I wasn't good enough for my part. And everyone was just so nice to me. I had, all upperclassmen as, like, my quote-unquote family,
yes,
for the play. And they were all so nice to me. It was just that quote-unquote family connection.
Well, yeah, that's what doing a show is like. As somebody who's acted and done stage crew, it's like you have your own little separate family. Like, mm-hmm, stage crew feels much like a family by the end of tech week.
Oh, yeah.
And so does acting. And so, I mean, sometimes those are combined, but a lot of the times they're actually separate.
Yeah. One thing that I always find that's so emotional with each musical is the senior circle.
Oof.
So for those who don't know, the senior circle is something that happens on the Saturday night show.
The last show.
Yeah, the last show. And that's the last show for the seniors of that year. So
unless they participate in stage crew and do the middle school review.
Yeah.
But
it's the only acting,
mm-hmm,
opportunity of the last acting opportunity of senior year. So they all tell their sad little stories of inspiration and hope and memories of all their years.
How they got to the PSP.
Yeah.
We do one for pretty much every high school show. We did one for Our Town.
Mm-hmm.
We do one for Senior Scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But the musical is usually the one where most people cry.
Mm-hmm. I remember as a freshman, I mean, a majority of the people I didn't even know, and I ended up bawling my eyes out. And I was just sitting there thinking, I cannot imagine what it's going to be like when I'm a senior.
No, as a junior, when we did Legally Blonde, which was last year, I was friends with a lot of seniors.
Yeah.
Especially since I had some classes with them, especially, mm-hmm, like acting too. Cried my eyes out.
This year at the musical senior circle, I'm going to lose it right there. I think I'm going to have to lay down on the floor bawling my eyes out because so many of my friends are leaving, including the woman to my left, Sailor Pumble.
I'm gonna actually be cheering because I'm gonna be out of high school. I'm just very excited to go to college. I'm just kidding. I will be very sad and happy.
Yes.
Be both.
It's so bittersweet.
It is a bittersweet
for both
moment.
People on the sides, the ones that are leaving and the ones that have to stay behind and watch them leave.
Yeah. Well, after your senior circle, it's kind of awkward because, like, as soon as everyone's done, everyone's crying.
Yeah.
Places are called, and you have to go on stage.
Yep.
And perform for like an hour and a half.
It's like, all right, wipe that mascara off your face,
yeah,
and go
touch
be happy.
Up your makeup.
Go and sing on stage.
Unless
now.
It's a sad show, then it might work for you.
Yeah. This is really random, but for those people out there who might be confused, why it's called the spring musical. It's so misleading.
It really is.
The auditions are in December.
And we also perform in March, but it's like when there's the day when spring starts and it's like March 23rd or something. Maybe March 21st. That's one of those days.
I think it's March 21st.
Well, okay.
And then we usually do the spring musical the first week of March, so it's technically still winter.
Yeah, it's our winter slash spring musical.
Yeah, and then after the musical, there's no other acting opportunities
for
high schoolers.
You have, like, the rest of March, April, May, and June, and there's nothing else.
I think we should put another show there.
I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah.
There should be another show, but we're not in charge of that.
That's true. I mean, there is the middle school review, but you can't act in that.
Yeah, which I do stage crew for, and I have done in the past.
Yeah. Something that I've noticed about the musical is that it's slightly a different atmosphere because all different types of people will come and do it.
Yes. I mean, I've done both. I've never like acted in the musicals. I've only acted in the fall shows.
Mm-hmm.
But the fall shows seem like such a tighter knit family because less people tend to do them. It's usually around 20 to 30 people who are acting in the show, and then like there's 20 people doing stage crew, vaguely. Usually a little bit less than 20 because they're not super high maintenance.
Yeah.
And then the musical, you have a lot of stage crew and you have a lot of actors because you have ensemble as well as leading roles and everybody in between.
I want to say Legally Blonde had, what, 60 plus kids?
Probably.
I mean, it's so amazing because I had friends that have never done any theater before and they were like, Tess, I want to try out for Legally Blonde. And I had to give them a really intense pep talk because they were so nervous to audition.
It's scary.
It is. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
But by the end of it, they were so grateful that they had done it, and that actually has brought them back this year. We usually get a few more boys, I'd say, for the musical because they're doing sports in the fall.
Yeah, a lot of people who do sports in the fall can't actually do the fall shows, so they end up doing the musical and loving it.
Yeah.
As well as, like, people from different crowds who usually don't do theater, they try out for the first time. Like, people get introduced, like you said before. As well as, like, people who might do stage crew normally tend to, like, sometimes try out for the musicals because they want to do it for the last show or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You get all sorts of groups, and it's really great. A lot of people who are even in theater don't do the fall shows because they, I guess, don't want to. Yeah. I don't understand that.
Neither do I.
But they end up doing the musicals, and I guess they might just like that more.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
And at the end of the day, all these different, like, sects of people will all come together, and then we're all just one big happy family at the end of Tech Week.
Which, yes, it's like, because Tech Week is the most stressful thing.
Yeah.
Some of us refer to it as Hell Week.
Yeah.
Before our first technical director left, we used to do rehearsals from 6 to 9.
Yes.
But sometimes they go a bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And you did that your freshman year when I did my freshman and sophomore.
Yeah.
But now we do them from 3 to 6, but sometimes they go a bit longer than that. 7:30.
Yeah, 3 to 7.
But usually directors are pretty honest about, like, whether they think we're going to be out by what time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they don't always know. You can't predict the future.
Yeah. Well, before we get too off topic with the musicals, I'd say this is the most interesting part, is that we've gotten some ideas for what the musical is going to be this year.
Every year, a few weeks before the musical is announced and there's auditions, we kind of, kids are able to come to the PSP meeting to give ideas and suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Or we get a list and they talk about why they don't think that's such of a good idea.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting because I don't think a lot of other schools get to do that and have a say in it.
It's so
I know some schools who, like, announce their musicals at the very beginning of the fall so people can prepare.
Mm-hmm.
But we do it, the auditions are like a week after it's announced. And I think once we even, like, we didn't get to know the show until like a day or two before auditions.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it's very smart because it's a very smart but very difficult decision because we have to consider the talent of what we have and, like, the ratio of girls to boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so great that Mr. Snowden lets us have this
Mr.
discussion.
Snowden is the musical director.
Yes.
And he also supervises for the PSP. We have to thank him for so much.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For musicals, you also have to consider who's going to give you the rights for the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very difficult process, and you gotta give props to anybody who's doing that. But Mr. Snowden's our guy.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna give you a little sneak peek of what the musicals may be this year. I mean, it might be something that's not on this list at all, but these are the options that Mr. Snowden kind of threw out to us.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Footloose.
Ooh.
Cinderella. Les Mis. Mary Poppins. All Shook Up. The Sound of Music. And Mamma Mia. And we had a long discussion at this PSP meeting about Mamma Mia.
I actually had to leave a bit early. I think it ended like a minute after I left, though.
Yeah.
Because I had senior scenes rehearsal and I had to point to my actors and I was like, let's go. Yeah.
So a lot of people had actually quite interesting opinions about Mamma Mia because so many other schools are doing it right now, and there's that the second movie just came out, so it's everywhere.
Yeah, the reasons for why so many people are doing it is the rights were just released this year, and the second movie release makes everybody want to do it because it's
exactly that would bring in a lot of people, a lot of attention. But then a lot of people were also saying, well, if every other school is doing it, will it really make us stand out? And, like, will the comparison between schools be too much?
Yeah. I think all the shows are great contenders, but we really do have to think about, like, what we have available. Because we really don't, the normal people who try out per show.
Mm-hmm.
But you also don't know other, like, factors, like, what if this person can't try out? Or what if new people are going to try out and they're really good, but they've never done it before?
That's true.
It's hard. Yeah. Like, Footloose is a very dance-heavy show, so it's like, do we have the people for this? And I think we would.
Yeah, I think we could pull it together.
I think we could pull off any of these shows.
Definitely.
One thing that I actually found out a few days ago about Cinderella is that it's not the movie Cinderella. It's, like, it's a whole different thing. Like, there's no mice.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, really?
Yes. I was talking to...
I'm going to have to look that up later.
I was talking to a friend. They're like, yeah, the musical is nothing like the movie, besides the basic plot line. But there's no animals.
That gives me so much new hope for it.
I know. It's interesting.
Yeah, because I was talking to other people, and they were like, oh, what were the ideas for the musical? And I said one of them was Cinderella. And they were like, oh, that wouldn't really interest me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think because it's just everyone knows the plot of Cinderella.
Exactly. Another thing about the musicals that makes it different than a lot of the other shows is we have a pit band for it.
Oh, yeah. We, like, we pretty much fold back half the stage.
We move back the stage, which the custodians do. Props to them, because that looks heavy.
Yeah, that looks hard.
And the pit band, which is a bunch of high schoolers, and does Dr. Brown conduct it?
I think so, yeah.
And he teaches them the music, and it's cool.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids show up to do the pit band. I know several people who have gotten, like, close to who do pit band as well. And they really, they always have an opinion about what show we should do. Because they want to do special music for it.
That's true.
Another musical that a lot of people suggested that wasn't on the list was Les Mis.
Yes. A lot of people did suggest that. The thing with Les Mis is that, you know, will it rally enough people to come see it? Because they're, I guess, more serious, quote-unquote.
Yeah, people really like to do shows that are very family-friendly.
Yes.
Like, a few years ago, Shrek.
Yeah.
And years before that, we did Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. And it was funny to see how, when Mr. Snowden would say some ideas, some people would instantly be like, and
ew,
kind of frown upon it, because they were thinking in their heads, oh, I couldn't get a big part in that. Which is just so toxic.
It is toxic, but it's totally understandable. You want to think about yourself when you're applying to these musicals. But ultimately, you have to think about the entire community and whether it's going to work.
That's true.
Like, you can be like, oh, maybe I can get this part. And you'll be very happy about that. Or you'll be like, I don't think I fit a part in that show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you have to think about, is this a show that's going to be good for our school?
Yeah, exactly. And you have to think about the bigger picture that we're going to show the audience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, personally, since I do stage crew, it doesn't really affect me as much on what the musical is, so I don't think that I should weigh in my opinion as much, other than, like, basic facts, like, I don't know if we have that.
Mm-hmm. In conclusion, I guess we can say that we are very excited for the musical that is on its way after Senior Scenes, and we will give you more info as soon as it comes to us.
Are you excited? Because I'm excited.
I'm pumped.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, per usual.
Yes, the musicals are always amazing. We hope you guys turn out to it.
Yes, even though that is months in advance.
Yes. So some upcoming shows are, well, by the time this comes out, Friday Night Life will have already happened. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you guys turned out to that.
Mm-hmm.
Senior Scenes is coming.
Yay!
It is December 1st. That's Saturday. And that is super close. And I'm very...
just realizes that is super close.
No, I know. But it's like, it's crazy to think about that I'm participating in this show that I have so much effect over.
Yeah.
And it's so nearby.
I'm so excited for Tech Week of Senior Scenes.
Yeah, you're doing stage crew, right?
I am. But, you know, before we get off topic once again, We'll talk more about all this jazz in the next episode. So,
places.